To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back.
Who's this, Tobin?
The Elements, dude.
Yep. Earth, Wind, and Fire. I saw them. They had a special on a couple of months ago, and the only one that was left was Wind, because Earth and Fire were no longer with us. Philip Bailey with that one little dread in the back.
I just sent a quote from Mike Berardino, covers Notre Dame. He used to cover the Marlins back in the day. Notre Dame AD Pete Bavakwa is here. He says, quote, Miami deserves to be in the CFP. Of course they do.
Too late.
Damn it, just done, my friend.
Too late. Because if you have a problem with anybody, you know what? We're going to assume, and tell me if I'm wrong about this. If you have a problem with getting in, the only team that moved ahead of you was Miami. So if you're complaining about not getting in, the only team that you could be complaining about is Miami. So how are you then going to come back 2 days later and say Miami deserved to be in?
Too late.
While saying you deserve to be in. So either go after Alabama, or don't say nothing, because anything you say is going to look like you have a problem with Miami coming in, because that's the only team that moved ahead of you. Is that not a fair assumption?
It is a fair assumption.
Okay.
It is a fair assumption.
So he trying to pull a Tobin.
What? Yep. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. This was Mario Cristobal. Yesterday, when asked about the Notre Dame situation.
Mario, as a member of the ACC, not sure if you saw the comments from Notre Dame's athletic director today about the relationship being permanently damaged because of how the process played out. Just wonder if you have any thoughts on that.
I don't have any thoughts or any comment on that. My focus, effort, time, energy, 1,000% into the University of Miami.
Both.
Mario, I'm assuming that, just ask this question, I'm assuming the answer is the same, but the thought that Notre Dame decided not to play the bowl, was that something that the University of Miami had thought about as a scenario if the rules were reversed and you didn't get in? Mm-hmm.
I would say first and foremost, I wouldn't comment on anybody else's situation, because you never know. You never know exactly what's up, and I have too much respect for football and for Notre Dame to comment on their situation as it relates to us. We haven't been faced with that situation, and we don't ever expect, want to, or would really allow that situation to happen. But that's not a comment in any way, shape, or form as it relates to them. You just don't know what each program is going through. Some programs lose a coach. Sometimes you're going to be down a ton of players and people have to make a decision. But yeah, I don't want to comment on anybody else's stuff, because again, it's just not my place, and it would be disrespectful, you know.
Wow, top notch, class, tough. Great job, Mark.
Here's what I would say. There's nothing worse than a bunch of grown-ass men that sit on TV and talk about college kids acting a certain way, mm-hmm, and not acting like college kids, to be fair, or not acting professional when they get 1 year later and they're in the NFL, and then see a grown-ass man who's had a career of supposedly professionalism behave the way this athletic director has.
It's crazy.
And the fact that nobody else is saying something but will jump on a kid or an athlete quick as they can to stand up on their soapbox and say something, I think is a joke. Like, you can be upset about not getting in. But the fact that you have gone this route and say, we're not playing in a bowl game, and take that away from the other kids who might be their last opportunity to play college football. Everybody's not going to the NFL. And take away that opportunity from them because you got your feelings hurt.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes.
And the fact that when we attack young student athletes or professional athletes, and nobody has attacked this guy for doing one of the most childish acts in sports I've ever seen? No.
Embarrassing. Just, and
it's embarrassing.
Can I turn
it's embarrassing. You know what? If I was the ACC, I would say, you know what? We don't want your money.
Yeah, go play.
Go play Army, Navy. What? Go try to help the Coast Guard get a football team. Go play them.
Yep.
Let me ask you this.
Yep.
What is the shoe with the other way around?
And Miami had done that? Oh, my goodness.
No. What if Miami had lost to Notre Dame, but Miami was ahead of Notre Dame in all the rankings for 4 weeks? The day of, they have Notre Dame over Miami.
Vlad.
But, listen, I get it. Listen, head-to-head matters. I'm only looking at it at their side.
Okay.
The simple
fact of Vlad.
You use our name, our image, our likeness, the name of Notre Dame every week on your playoff show, your ranking show, and you had us believe that we're going to get in, and then you don't. And then what you want, okay, you don't want – fine, we don't want to play – we're not in the college football playoffs. But, we'll give you the, whatever damn bowl game you want me to play, and then we'll promote you on that bowl game, whatever the bowl game, and then you guys make money off me.
Vlad.
That's what, Vlad.
You know what? I would be with you if it wasn't for a grown-ass man acting the way he did. And also, I would say this. Was Notre Dame that upset when Florida State went undefeated and didn't get in?
Were they going against Florida State in a chance to?
Did they get in that year? I think they got in.
No, it was Alabama that got in.
It was another SEC team, and then they got smoked by Georgia.
And then they got
right.
Because they didn't have their quarterback. Their quarterback blew his knee
out. And also 28 other players decided to they get
ready. No, I'm saying who made the playoff. It was only four teams, but who made the playoff that year?
I
believe it was Texas, maybe?
I don't remember who got in over, but I remember that what the situation was. They lost their quarterback, and so they basically
and won the ACC championship after that.
Yeah, but they didn't. But even after that, they didn't put them in.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying.
They're like they're not going to compete, and then they got smoked.
Right. Well, because everybody left. Nobody played in the game.
Yeah, afterwards. Because I understand why. Because they're like, what are we going to stay around for?
But the whole issue with it is that one of the things that sets teams up for this is y'all think and they thought that all the rankings before the last one mattered, and they don't. And I've been saying that for a month. The only rankings that matter is the last one. And what Notre Dame should have been doing the whole time is saying, damn, I hope this loss to Miami doesn't come bite us in the ass. But instead, you complain after the fact, knowing damn well that the team that got in above you, you lost to.
Yeah, I think, but that was my issue the whole time with it. Is like they acted like this head-to-head thing was a last resort when their own stipulations have it high in the parameters.
Mm-hmm.
And they made it seem like, oh, If we get there, we get there.
You know why? Two reasons. Let's not have a conversation about something that isn't there yet, being that Miami's never finished the season strong. They did. And as I kept telling you beforehand, Miami and Notre Dame were not close enough to even have that conversation.
But that was their choice. Their choice was to not have
Whatever reasons. Whatever reasons is that once we got to the vote that mattered.
Right. But would the anger have been as much from Notre Dame if they didn't feel okey-doked, right? Like they didn't feel like they're in as much danger. It's still an unbecoming response.
How can you think that you don't have a chance of getting snubbed when the team right behind you lost to?
Who's that?
Stop it!
Knock, knock. Who's that?
You know that was going to come back to haunt you. You know that. They had to be sitting in the room going, I hope this Miami thing doesn't come back to haunt us. Or instead of worried about we were always ahead of Miami, you should have been concentrating on Alabama getting in after that display of football.
And I think that's what they're saying.
They didn't. They never mentioned Alabama. They always talked about we were in. They were talking about Miami the whole time without saying Miami's name.
I think
we know what they were doing.
They thought by the end of it that they had proven enough that they were going to get in no matter what happened. The conference championships be damned. So that's their mistake. Oh, well.
Like, again.
Oh, well.
And here's what I would say to all teams.
Oh, well.
As a competitor, I would say, if you leave it up to another human being for anything, you have a chance of something like this happening. If you don't want this to happen, you have control over that. And you know how that is? Win the games. And then you won't have to worry about it. So I said the same thing for Miami. I said the same thing for Notre Dame. Now, I don't know what the hell Alabama, like, y'all lost three games.
They always get the pass.
They did lose to Florida State.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
They always get the pass.
That's their worst loss.
I would also say,
got the best win this year.
You know what else was separated?
They went to Georgia and won and beat Georgia. And, like it or not, they had a streak of 4 or 5 consecutive games against ranked teams, home and away, and they won those games. And they were the number one seed in the SEC tournament.
You know what I would also say about it, Vlad, is that when you look at, I would say that, you know what would separate these teams even more? Is if you play a ranked team and y'all promoted as two ranked teams playing, whether that team falls off or not, you should get credit for beating a ranked team. Because having these teams early in the year, and you win. I mean, Miami at one point beaten three ranked teams in the first 4 weeks.
It's hard to say. Like,
Let me finish. And then at the end of the year, because they didn't. Does it matter when you played them and where they were when you played them, or does it matter at the end of the year? Because I got to tell you, that Florida State win in Alabama should have made them a poo-poo platter. With as bad as Florida State was.
So what, the first game of the season you lose?
I'm just saying this. If you beat a ranked team in the beginning of the year or lose to a ranked team in the beginning of the year, it should still count as winning or losing to a ranked team. Because what happens is, as these things weed themselves out, those numbers get worse and worse. So Miami moved all the way up to 2 because they beat 3 ranked teams early in the season.
And one of them was Florida
State. And then at the end of the year, when we look back to look at their credentials, we don't even give them credit for that.
That was my issue the whole time with it, though, is because they always do it by a feel of timing thing. It's stupid.
That's why I'm saying, if you win against a ranked team or lose against a ranked team when you play the game,
So then you're giving Alabama credit then.
Why? No.
Yes, because they played 4 games against ranked teams in the middle of the season and won.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
And lost to 2 ranked teams.
Of course, but the thing is, I'm still saying the same thing about Miami.
It's tough. Like, you got to do a balance.
Because the only team that loses in this is Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Because when you look at the schedule and you look at when these teams played for the first month of the season, all Miami was playing was ranked teams.
Leroy, we agree. I'm not upset with Notre Dame not being it, and I'm just trying to show their side. I can understand their side of the argument if you're being led on
F them
for 4
picks.
Weeks.
That's not the same thing.
Yeah, it
That's
is.
That's not the same
no,
thing.
Yeah, it is. I'm just using that instead of saying Notre Dame.
If I'm being told 4 weeks about that I'm in and then I'm not, I'm going to be pissed.
Okay.
That's the only reason why I'm
okay.
looking.
Okay.
It's just they were led on.
They were led on?
Yeah, they were led on.
You had to know. If you Notre Dame, you had to know that this could come back and bite
and
you
only
in the ass.
Because, and
good, I'm glad they got catfished.
They got Manti Te'o.
Good.
That's okay.
Well, now maybe they got Matt Barnes.
You know, now what they're doing? Their whole team is going to hiding.
So let me get this straight. Matt Barnes sent $60,000 to AI? Is this what is being alleged right now?
I'll tell you what. If I'm sending $65,000 to anybody, I need to see a human being. Like, come on, dude. Like, what are we doing? You got it like that?
Take a break. Back after this.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.